Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. When I am talking to patients, and we often have conversations about becoming more aware of things and kind of waking up to what's going on around us, and staying away from the distractions. In our conversations, it's easy to imagine less than desirable intentions. It's easier to imagine fraud and deceit in the political world. And it's not that hard to imagine those things in the business world, in the public end of things, or even in our social order. But sometimes it's very difficult to imagine that in the healthcare world, in the medical world. And a lot of us have the idea that our society should be trying to do the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people at the lowest cost. I mean, that kind of would be the perfect world. I suppose I'm somewhat foolish to think that because our American system of capitalism is meant to work that way, that our system of capitalism has not become corrupted. And maybe I'm I got some crazy ideas floating through my head all the time, but that I have some kind of a persecution complex for believing that the corporate medical world and big pharma is trying to keep us sick and depressed. But what if our healthcare system is in fact corrupt? What if our already limited options are controlled by corporate interests seeking to make the highest profit possible from a steady stream of customers? There was the pharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences. They began marketing some time ago a treatment for hepatitis C that had a cure rate of more than 90%. And when that was announced, their profits peaked at $12.5 billion in 2015. And just as almost ironically, as the medication cured more and more people, there were fewer and fewer people to take it. And just 3 years later in 2018, profits fell from $12 billion to below $4 billion. And kind of referring to the so-called success of the product, one of the analysts at Goldman Sachs offered this advice to their investors and clients in a report that was called The Genome Revolution. And they said this, quote, "The potential to deliver one-shot cures is one of the most attractive aspects of gene therapy, genetically engineered cell therapy, and gene editing. However," the quote goes on, "such treatments offer a very different outlook with regard to recurring revenue versus chronic therapies." And this is where I'm kind of getting into what I started with here. So let that sit on that for a minute. Just think about that for a second. One-shot therapies, one-shot cures versus taking care of people with chronic therapies. Because I think it's going to get worse. And what Goldman Sachs here in this article was admitting is that treating chronic disease with long-term drugs is much better for the bottom line than curing a disease outright. I mean, there's a lot of money to be made in treating sickness and disease and ill health, but there's not much money in curing it. So we kind of have to realize at this point that in our broken system, only the sick are profitable. Only the sick will healthcare make money from. And if a sick population is the goose that laid the golden egg, why would these analysts, these institutions, these actuaries, or anything else be invested in the idea of a healthy, active, productive society? you want to keep that in mind, that these Wall Street analysts are not just, you know, talking, filling up copy in their articles. They're providing some carefully worded, very powerful advice that the leaders of publicly traded companies use to their advantages. In this report, it continued to rub salt in the wound. Quote, Gilead Sciences is a case in point where the success of its hepatitis C franchise has gradually exhausted the available pool of treatable patients. In the case of infectious disease such as hepatitis C, curing existing patients also decreases the number of carriers who would transmit the virus to new patients. Thus, the incident pool also declines. Where an incident pool remains stable, like in cancer, the potential for a cure poses less risk to the sustainability of a franchise. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, part of the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. And I'm bringing a little bit of politics into this, but I'm trying to make a point. I'm getting to a point where I want to make a good show for you today, worth your listening to, because the underlying question throughout the report comes down to this. Is curing a patient a sustainable business model? Now, I'm bringing this up because I often have this discussion with patients in my clinic because they don't need to see me very long. There aren't very many chiropractors that do what I do. In fact, there's darn few, less than 300 on the whole planet. It's a very specialized approach to the very top of the spine that controls the rest of the spine. The position of that top bone that's not connected to the spine, mind you, with discs like the rest of the spine is, just kind of floats there at the top. Its position controls the position of the spine underneath it. And when I can get it back into a properly balanced condition, the spine straightens up, shoulders level, the hips level, they untwist, the spine straightens up. And 95% of what people come in to see me for will disappear in a matter of days to a few weeks or so. And then I'm left, oh my goodness, they don't need to come in anymore. Or if they do, I don't need to see them maybe a couple times a year and that's it. So I'm constantly having to go after new patients, and I explain this to them. I'm glad you got the results you received, and I'm glad you're happy for what I've done. But you got to replace yourself if I'm going to keep my doors open. Because if you're healthy, and now I'm saying this to you, not to the patient. If you're healthy, you're not a customer anymore. You're not a patient anymore. And I don't, you know, the medical people don't want you fawning, you know, admiration for curing your disease and helping you to live your best life. They want you to be a customer for life. No matter what the cost is, they don't care if you're happy. They can't deposit your happiness in their bank account. They want you sick enough to need their treatment, but healthy enough to pay your bills. Now, I know that sounds awfully cynical, but think about that for a minute. You need to be sick enough to need their constant treatment and intervention, yet healthy enough to be able to work to pay their bills. It's still hard to comprehend a major industry that could be so overtly malicious, and from it, there's just a small step from wanting you to be chronically sick to actively working on keeping you sick. You know, and all the while expecting the public to give doctors and healers their full glory and the respect that they deserve. Now, obviously, there's exceptions to this, and there are people who go into healthcare because they are seriously oriented towards helping their fellow man and want to help them out best they can. But I'm talking about the business end of this. And there are people who go into medicine for the business end of this. And so they do these things trying to control what you think about health, whether it's television shows or magazine articles or how whatever online engine you use to do your Google searches. These things are edited to make sure that when you do a search for something, not everything you might necessarily be looking for will show up. What they want you to find will show up. And as a result, they control what foods are allowed on the supermarket shelves, including how much foods are subsidized by your own tax money in the sense of what they do to with farmers, what they encourage them to grow, what they encourage them to not grow, in their relationships with food industries that are going to produce certain kind of foods that are going to be on the supermarket shelves, almost all of them devoid of nutritional support. They'll fill your belly, they'll satisfy your taste buds, but they will not give your brain, your heart, your liver, your kidneys what they need for good function. And all of these things just kind of bleed deeply into your subconscious because billions of dollars are on the line. Now, if you're not controlling, and this is something one of my teachers taught me a long time ago. In fact, I think it was in high school. If you're not controlling the information that's coming into your brain, you're being controlled. If you're not sorting through the ideas, the things that you see on TV or hear on the radio or in family discussions or at work, neighborhood friends, whatever, and you hear something that piques your attention and your interest, if you're not controlling it, and by controlling it, I mean you're asking yourself, is this true? Is this real? Is this provable? Does this have an impact on me and my family? Is this something I should consider, investigate, research further? Or is this just a bunch of nonsense? If you're not taking the thoughts that flow through your mind, which is, you know, like trying to stop the water over Niagara Falls, then you're being controlled by these things. And when it's the old saying about poker. If you can't find the sucker at the table, it's you. And when it comes to learning more about true health and nutrition, there's countless books and websites to discover. There's two in particular I want to tell you about. SelenRiverPress.com, S-E-L-E-N-E, SelenRiverPress.com, and WestonAPrice.org. Because it's up to each one of us to think carefully and critically about what we're being told. Is this true? Does this work? It's guiding your health in that right direction. It takes constant awareness and a lot of work. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of this because I want to talk about learning how to trust your body and learning how to trust your intuition. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Jackstockwell.com gives you a little bit more information about what I do and how I work in my clinic. And ForbiddenDoctor.com is more the nutritional side involving myself and my wife. So what I was talking about is when, you know, the critical thinking element of being a human has been pretty well destroyed by television and the movies over the last several decades. Where you don't have to think. You just don't like this, you change the channel. I mean, that's how a lot of the hours of our daily lives is spent. But I suggested you take a look at SelineRiverPress.com, and I suggested you take a look at WestonAPrice.org, and look up something called, something that would help in this regard, actually, would be to take some cooking classes. To take some cooking classes that are based on ancestral diets. And by when I say ancestral diet, obviously I'm talking about our ancestors. But I'm talking about our ancestors in the sense that the foods they made before there was cancer, before there was arthritis, before there was heart disease, before there was diabetes, on the scale that you see it today. These things, the scale of these diseases today is simply a matter of serious malnutrition, where vital nutrients that are necessary for the immune system to function correctly are missing in our diet. And we become sitting ducks. So, you can get, there's a cookbook called Nourishing Traditions. And Sally Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N, who is with WestonAPrice.org, this is probably, I have recommended this book. There's a few books I recommend all the time. This is one I definitely recommend all the time. It tells you how to cook the kinds of foods that will restore health and get you off of the gravy train of the medical industry that needs you to be constantly sick in order for the medical industry to survive. And when you have a health issue, you know, other than an obvious medical emergency, if it's an emergency, you need to get to the closest ER as fast as you can. I'm not an idiot. But however, if it's not a medical emergency, you might look outside the medical insurance model for another opinion.
And because personally, I only trust those who walk the talk. So I want you to keep that in mind as I continue on talking to you here about some other things. And that is in the area of supplements. Now, it happened again. Happens all the time. It's happened again recently. More time and money has been wasted on the same old tired story rewritten in another way, all to promote a nonsensical idea. And what is the story? Simply another article recently showed up trying to convince you that nutritional supplements are a waste of money at best and dangerous for your health at worst. And like clockwork, you know, a version of this article comes out once or twice a year, always drawing the same conclusions. And by now you'd think it'd be settled science. I mean, just put a final nail in the coffin and move on. But there's always another side to the story. And anytime you hear the words settled science, alarm bells should be going off in your head that make you question what you're told even more. So the devil is in the details, and that is what I'm going to explore here with you for several minutes, as hundreds of supplement companies, why they put out the same thing, why there's very little variance between them. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden, who spent 50 years in public service, said on Tuesday at a campaign event that the first bill he sends to Capitol Hill next year will be one that codifies Roe v. Wade.
The Dobbs decision, the court practically dares women to go ahead and be heard. Let me tell you something. The court and the extreme Republicans who spent decades trying to overturn Roe are about to find out.
Biden's comments come with 3 weeks to go before the general election. A jury on Tuesday found Paul Flores guilty of first-degree murder in the disappearance of Cal Poly student Kristen Smart more than 26 years ago. His father, Ruben Flores, was found not guilty of accessory after the fact. And Netflix topped Wall Street estimates across the board in the third quarter. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind.
As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So, as I said, the devil is in the details because hundreds of supplement, and literally hundreds of supplement companies have products on the market. But it's worth noting that most of them are owned by only one of 14 different mega corporations, including big drug companies like Pfizer and Bayer, Hoffman, LaRoche. And in their supplement manufacturing facilities, they will fill an allotment for this particular supplement company and change the bottles and the labels in their packing equipment and run the same stuff through for another supplement company with different label and different bottle, but the same stuff going into the pills. And the main focus of these corporations is obviously on their much more profitable, you know, not to mention dangerous and deadly pharmaceuticals. But that does not mean that they're willing to miss out on their piece of the $160 billion global supplement sales pie every year. I mean, you could even get in on the action yourself. Just find a compounding pharmacy that can custom create any mixture you want, slap your label on it, and you're suddenly in the supplement business. It's really that easy. That's how these new supplement companies start showing up. they watch another supplement company's numbers in the business place, and then they look at their bottle, and they look at the ingredients, and they copy it, and then they create a new label with a new bottle, with new marketing, and they get out there on Amazon or Instagram or Shopify or some of these other online places, and they're suddenly in the supplement business, and they're making the same crap that these other people are making, because the problem with supplements on the market is very limited thinking. The idea that vitamins and minerals only have to resemble something natural, that's the FDA ruling. They don't actually have to be the real thing. You don't have to have a bottle of vitamin A actually having vitamin A in it. It just has to resemble vitamin A. For example, ascorbic acid is often called vitamin C. Well, it isn't. True vitamin C is just a full complex of synergistic elements, all of which are required to be present for it to be used correctly. Mother Nature did that perfectly with fruits and some vegetables that are loaded with real vitamin C. But the FDA says, no, ascorbic acid is vitamin C. So if it just has ascorbic acid in there, you can call it vitamin C. When ascorbic acid is nothing more than just the antioxidant portion of the entire vitamin C complex. Or you can take something like calcium carbonate, which shows up in many supplements for calcium. Or if they want calcium included in the product, they'll have calcium carbonate. The only which is great, it's cheap, it's easier to put together there. The only problem is your body can't digest calcium carbonate. But it's chalk, it's limestone, is what calcium carbonate is. But the FDA allows them to call it a calcium supplement. Well, it is a calcium supplement. It's great for the garden so that your vegetables and fruit trees or whatever else can take that calcium carbonate and turn it into a form of calcium that your body can actually use through the consumption of those vegetables from your garden or something that ate those vegetables, you know, some animal. And the different forms of vitamin B, or something that resembles that can be just converted from coal tar and petroleum waste products. Yes, I'm telling you the truth here. Most vitamin B products on the market are nothing more than something derived from coal tar. And quality doesn't matter to the FDA. Whatever the supplement, it only needs to be similar enough to what is thought to be the chemical structure of that nutrient to get FDA approval. And so how is it that all of these articles come to the conclusion that supplements then are a waste of money? I mean, are they based on controlled clinical studies of every single supplement on the market designed to address the individual needs of a variety of patients? Well, of course not. Most of these studies simply take a random sample of supplements and then they look at the results after a relatively short period of time, and there's nothing about these protocols that would ever pass muster in a clinical, that clinical muster is cluster. Muster in a clinical setting, such as my practice. But then there's the supplements themselves. Do they actually contain nutrients, or are they synthetic chemicals? Are the nutrients altered in any way when they're processed into a tablet or a powder? And so to put this in context, this is a good example. Imagine a similarly designed study that sets out to answer this question. Can the type of shoes that basketball players wear affect the performance in a basketball game? Now think about that for a minute. When you're watching a basketball game and you happen to notice what these guys out there on the floor or the girls out there are wearing, shoes look pretty similar. But if you really wanted to do an investigative study, and I'm comparing this to synthetic vitamins, do a study like this. What we're going to study are wooden clogs, bedroom slippers, ballet point shoes, 5-inch stiletto heels, and steel-toed work boots. And now after several trials, our findings show that none of those shoes improve running or jumping ability as it relates to basketball. Therefore, buying new shoes would be a waste of money. Now, is that fair and balanced? I mean, how could the study be designed to get better results in the future? So, as I said, you know, we need a better premise. We need to start off with a better idea or a premise that we're going to investigate here. Because when you control going into a study what is being studied without consideration of a wider sampling, you're going to end up with an answer that may not necessarily be the truth. I mean, obviously you can't play basketball in those kinds of shoes, but if those are the only shoes that you're studying and they don't improve the game of basketball, then the only conclusion you can come to is that shoes are a waste of time, and let's don't study new shoes. They're just a waste of time and money because they don't improve basketball. Well, when you look at it in the sense of supplements, supplements are not made all made the same any more than all shoes are made the same, let alone specialized shoes like basketball shoes. The idea I'm trying to get to here with you is it reasonable to think that the most important vitamins and minerals could be extracted and packaged into a pill, you know, saving trouble and expense of maintaining a balanced diet? Think about that. Let me see if I can reword that so that that's even better. Thinking about this idea, instead of all the trouble and the time of maintaining a balanced diet, the kinds of things you should be eating during the day, you, your family, your children, your siblings, your significant other, whatever else, is it reasonable to think that we could put together a mixture of vitamins and minerals that we could put into a pill that would save you the time and expense of having to maintain a balanced diet? Yeah, nonsense. Of course that's nonsense. Nothing's going to take the place of a balanced diet. The reality is that a supplement is supplemental to a good diet. And the best nutrients, you know, always come from natural whole foods that essentially have been untouched by the food processing business. Because the more you process food, the more it's exposed to oxygen. The more it's exposed to oxygen, the more it oxidizes, breaks down the critical elements. And some of the most important nutritional elements that are present in our foods are destroyed in minutes to hours when exposed to oxygen, especially some of our fat-soluble vitamins. Vitamin E in particular. Vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K. So the reality is that a supplement is to be supplemental to a good choice of foods that you're having in your diet. Nature knows what she's doing when she packages our nutrition in the various ways that she has. You need fiber, you need enzymes, you need trace minerals, and you need the full complex of nutrients. I mean, you even need the dirt and the bacteria that comes with some of our foods. We know that. In fact, there are supplements out there in the market that have dirt bacteria in them. Because we've known for a long time some of these bacterial microbial elements that are in the gut, part of your microbiome, are soil bacteria. What's it doing in there? I'll tell you what it's doing in there. It's creating life. It's creating an environment for the other bacteria to live in that are giving you vitamins, that are giving you enzymes, that are creating stronger aspects of your immune system. So nature has already done all the work. We just never seem to want to give her the credit. We're always trying to reinvent the wheel, believing we can do something better. You know, we create this paint for the wall or for our curtains in our living room or bedroom or the carpet, and we call it forced green. And we miss it by a mile, don't we? Well, there was one genius who knew he couldn't outsmart nature, so he took nature and did the best he could do with what nature had given, and that was Dr. Royal Lee, who started Standard Process back in 1929. And he used minimal processing, he used organic wherever possible, and kept the foods as whole as possible. Nothing synthetic, nothing foreign. That's why I use those products in my clinic. If you are interested in what I'm talking about, I suggest you take our symptom survey. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and click on Symptom Survey. It's got over 200 questions, most of which do not apply to you. You would only answer the questions in that survey that you go, you say, oh, that's me. And then you rank it, you know, according to severity or frequency, these kinds of things. But it goes through all the systems of the body, through your digestive system, through the elimination system, nervous system, your skin, your brain, your cardio system, your pulmonary system, your immune system, your reproductive system. There's questions for all these different things that are based on symptoms relative to missing something in the diet. Because I honestly believe in my heart of hearts, 90% of the disease processes in our country today are the result of malnutrition. Missing something in your diet that has caused certain vital processes to not get through to the finish, to the final end. Well, after the coming break, I'm going to be live with Doug, and we're going to finish out this week's show. I always enjoy talking with Doug. I know I always say that, but I do. Doug's a lot of fun. And you can hear all of our Good Day Health podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com, where there's over 600 podcasts recorded with Dr. Ken and myself. And you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just click on podcast or write in the subject that you want to learn more about. And I go into great depth with that subject. Now, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for Doug and me, and we will wrap up this week's program.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This doctor is Dr. Jack Stockwell. His latest podcast, he's got two of them. He has the Forbidden Doctor podcast, which you can get to at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and then the one that he does that Bob edits from the conversations Jack has on his hour of Good Day Health. The most recent one, Jack explaining why we don't see as many cases of the flu in the spring and the summer. Because you're getting, well, I got to tell you, you're going to listen to the podcast to find out, right?
Yeah.
Find
yeah.
all Good Day Health Show podcasts free at gooddayhealthshow.com or on Apple or iHeart or wherever you get your podcasts. So I would like to know what you think of the latest stat showing that U.S. life expectancy has dropped as Europe shows signs of recovery after COVID. There must be more to this. As I was saying earlier, everybody was the hospitals got $2,000 for everybody who croaked on COVID. And so they were telling the record, COVID, everybody died of COVID. Nonsense. So there's some research, Jack, from 29 countries around the world that now has looked at these stats. And I suppose they started with the beginning of the understanding that the statistics were wrong. But at any rate, because of treatment, I guess, I don't know, and because of human behavior, countries like Sweden, Switzerland, Belgium, France, have returned to pre-pandemic levels as far as their life expectancy is concerned. Not so in America. Not so in Russia. Interesting. They don't have records from China, so they don't really know. So what do you make of this? What are we, there's all the discussion about COVID and shots and how to prevent yourself from getting it. But now, with the life cycle coming back to normal, at least in some places, are we going to be, I guess this is you looking in your crystal ball, better off as we continue to learn how to live with COVID? That's the real
issue. The issue is the underlying strength of the human immune system. And when you look at the countries you're talking about, you're mentioning mostly European countries.
Yeah, right.
And European countries have always been out ahead of our country when it comes to nutritional strength and nutritional choices. Because remember, the United States is the only country that I'm aware of in what are considered by the top 40 nations by the World Health Organization as the most industrialized, first world nation type things. Mm-hmm. The United States is the only one that doesn't have national health care. Mm-hmm. And because we don't have national health care, and we do not have the urgency on the part of the government to be extra careful about our food choices, exercise, the cleanliness of water, sleep, rest, all these things. Where these other countries, where the government is picking up the health care bill, they're pushing these kinds of things all the time. Mm-hmm. And another thing that plays into this is the fact that our country just isn't that old compared to these other countries that, based on your culture of hundreds of years, thousands of years, based on eating from the earth, the herbs, the herbalism, the natural health care stuff, the spas, the kinds of things that flourish, especially around the Alps, that have always produced better
health enhance your
results.
Immune system. The standard standard process
that.
Stuff that we talk about that you distribute through your office and through ForbiddenDoctor.com, it's all made from food. Food is, you don't need medicine if you're eating the right food. And then there's the story that sort of underlies that assumption, the fact that consuming too much fast food can cause things like irreversible brain damage. Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're trying to figure out the different reasons as to why. And because 13% of the world now, 13% of the world is obese.
Uh-huh.
In the United States, it's about 30%.
At least.
And a lot of the obesity is the result, of course, of the tremendous amount of fast foods that we eat, the overprocessed meats, the overprocessed foods, period, that are loaded with all kinds of preservative crap that tends towards brain degeneration.
It's the preservatives that cause the damage, not only to your brain, but to your whole body, right?
Preservatives. Well, that's true. And the stuff the good stuff you're not getting in place of the stuff that you are getting.
Yep. All right, there's some real, pardon the pun, food for thought. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.